If you're a pro, you know that this is not efficient. Because you know there's always a better way. There's also a better way to save. When pros buy in bulk at Lowe's, they save up to 30%. Up to 30% on the building supplies you use every day, like insulation and drywall, which is a better way to do business. So at Lowe's, buy more, save more. Visit the Pro Desk or lowesforpros.com for details. Minimum purchase required for discount, U.S. only.
You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck composite decking. You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck because you don't always remember to wear your flip-flops. And stepping barefoot on a hot deck will instantly make you feel a sense of burning regret. Luckily, Lowe's is the only place to get Choice Deck with the new Cool Deck technology, which stays cool in hot weather and requires no sanding, staining, or painting. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Call 1-800-GO-LOWE'S for a free in-home consultation for your deck project.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
The better you drive, the more you save. Bears and bats, they live in a cave, but that's irrelevant here. So back to the subject we steer. Snapshot saves you money when you drive safe. I wear corduroy pants. I don't mind that they chafe.
The better you drive, the more you can save with Snapshot from Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
At AT&T, we know that you are the only you that does you like you. For example, doing it your way means getting a free smartphone and no annual contract on the nation's best data network, the one you get with that free smartphone we already talked about. Get it now from AT&T GoPhone. It's prepaid your way.
All friends for 2017 while supplies last. ZTE Maven 2 only. Online and select locations only. Requires new line of service and minimum $30 payment. Taxes, fees, coverage, and other restrictions apply. Details at att.com/gophone. Network claims based on Q3 and Q4 2016. Nielsen certified data network score.
You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck composite decking. You're at Lowe's buying Choice Deck because you don't always remember to wear your flip-flops. And stepping barefoot on a hot deck will instantly make you feel a sense of burning regret. Luckily, Lowe's is the only place to get Choice Deck with the new Cool Deck technology, which stays cool in hot weather and requires no sanding, staining, or painting. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Call 1-800-GO-LOWE'S for a free in-home consultation for your deck project.
The material handling equipment industry has been around since the dawn of machines. So why not choose the company that's been there from the start? Equipment Depot is the largest independent forklift dealer in the U.S. So whether you're moving products or building, they've got you covered with the leading brands of forklifts and aerial lifts. Their goal is to continue breaking barriers and becoming the company you can't imagine living without. For new and used forklift sales, service, parts, and rental, Equipment Depot is equipped to serve. The best equipment, the best service, guaranteed. 35 locations and online at eqdepot.com.
This is the official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Swing a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I love banners, and I think I won't see my ring every day, but I'll see that banner every day you walk out onto Wrigley Field. And that's the part I dig. You see old banners of teams gone by and moments gone by, world championship banners. And you see them 30, 40, 50 years later, my God, they are just incredibly cool.
It's Cubs manager Joe Maddon with Parkins and Ostrowski. Maddon joins the Spiegel and Parkins show every Tuesday at noon. You can catch all those interviews at 670thescore.com. Right there, the skipper talking about the banner ceremony. Prefers banners over rings. Another game with the Dodgers tonight and another big pregame ceremony as the team will receive their championship rings. Then when the game starts, John Lackey opposes Brandon McCarthy. Our extended pregame begins at 6, first pitch at 7:05. Javi Baez will not start tonight. Ben Zobrist starts at second. Hayward is in right field, and John Jay starts in center and bats ninth. The White Sox and Indians play again this evening with Derek Holland taking on Danny Salazar, first pitch at 5:10. MLB Now, San Diego leading Colorado 6-0 in the sixth. It's the Cards 1, Nats nothing in the third. And a couple finals from earlier, Detroit over Minnesota 5-3, and the Yankees doubled up Tampa 8-4. In the NBA, the Bulls host Brooklyn with a trip to the playoffs on the line. If they win, they're in. The Nets are not showing up for the game. Game tips at 7. Rajon Rondo is a game-time decision. Also tonight, the Heat host the Wizards. A Bulls loss, a Miami win will eliminate Chicago from the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks finally begin their Stanley Cup playoff run tomorrow at home with Nashville in town. Artemi Nisimov practiced and will play. And elsewhere in the NHL, Ken Hitchcock is headed back to Dallas to take over as head coach. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to perldavid.com. When you maximize performance, fuel economy, engine life, you'll save. Get a 5 1/4 ounce of Lucas fuel system treatment for just $4.99. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone. AutoZone. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score is tonight at 6 when the Cubs take on the Dodgers on 670 The Score. And Lawrence, the Thor trailer was awesome. Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Maddie. This hour of the Bernstein and Golf Show is being brought to you by Lake Forest Graduate School. Visit lakeforestmba.edu for information on their upcoming open house. Talk some pucks.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
Here's Taves cutting in. He's gone!
It's a long road to get there. I think it's a long enough road to get to where we are right now. Obviously, we're happy about the way the season's gone and where we're at as a team. We're right where we want to be going into the playoffs. We're as prepared as we know we can be.
Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
The captain of the Blackhawks letting you know how he feels as the Blackhawks get ready for the playoffs. They won't play tonight. They start their series with Nashville tomorrow night. 5 games on the slate for the NHL playoffs as they get underway.
Yeah!
Which is why we bring in Ryan Whitney of NHL Network, who joins us now on the Home Run In Pizza Hotline. The champs are back. You can check them out and cheer them on at Home Run In in Wrigleyville, just blocks away from the park. And we welcome Ryan onto the show. Hey, Ryan, how are you?
What's going on, fellas? How are you? Thanks for having me on.
We're doing really well, and hockey's getting ready to get started tonight. But before we talk about some of the matchups tonight, I want to talk about the team here. It feels like over the last 7 or 8 years, when you're talking about the best thing to happen for hockey, you're talking about the Chicago Blackhawks. They're sitting where they want to be. How likely is it that they're going to represent the Western Conference?
Well, they're my pick. It's certainly really difficult to pick against them, but just looking at the season they've had and their core of 5 guys, you know, guaranteed pretty much they'll be in the Hall of Fame. With you guys know them all, and Keith and Hossa and Kane and Taves. It's just kind of the list goes on and on. That I really think that they're going to end up coming out of the West. I don't see it. I don't even really see it being too much of an issue for them. I think Nashville will give them a good test in the first round, but Chicago's so deep, the home ice advantage is so good. That I really see them winning the West and going back to the Cup Finals.
What are some of the bigger differences from this team to last year? Was last year just, you know, a team that had run out of gas after playing so much hockey for a few years, and you know we don't account for the amount of miles on a lot of guys' legs? Duncan Keith can't play every single game of every single playoff, amazingly.
No, I know, and you even think back to eliminate him last year. It was probably the greatest first round series I've ever seen in hockey against St. Louis, who finally kind of got by the Blackhawks, but I think the Blackhawks took so much out of them they couldn't get onto the Cup Finals. But I just look at the team this year. You look at a guy like Richard Panik, who, I mean, what a year he's had. No one really expects it. He was in Toronto. He was in Tampa. And then he comes. He's been great. Panarin's just been fabulous again. I didn't know if his second season would be as good as his first. Chicago's just so deep. And then on their blue line, like, you know, I think Trevor Van Riemsdyk catches some heat in Chicago once in a while, but I think he does a great job for them. He plays the role that they need him to. And Crawford and Ned is just he's their backbone. He's always there in the biggest game. It seems the bigger the game, the better he plays, which is what you could ask of any player, especially your goalie. So Chicago, and it was a good point by you, in playing so much hockey in the past few years, at some point it was going to be tough to get out of the first, second round. And this year it seems like they're really ready. They've had a great regular season. And being a former player, I can tell you, you're so excited now. The regular season's over. Chicago's known where they were going to be for such a long time that you're basically just saying, please let the playoffs begin as soon as possible. So tomorrow night they'll be ready to go.
Ryan, what do people around hockey say about the job that Stan Bowman has done? Because when you have 2 high-priced guys like Kane and Taves, to be able to build in the salary cap era the way that he has, where you get a guy here, you make a trade there, and you make all the numbers work, I think is pretty amazing.
So do I. And that's the thing. When you have these core superstars that you have to get signed, and then the work really starts in building teams around them. You said it perfectly. I mean, you look at a guy like Ryan Hartman, though, and he seems to find younger players coming out of college, coming out of junior, it doesn't really matter, that can step in and play. And I don't know if, you know, you got to give a lot of credit to the Chicago scouting department. But Stan Bowman's just been, I think, and everything, any hockey fan would want their team to be run by a guy like Stan Bowman, who can just make decisions that have been perfect. I mean, it's almost, it's crazy in a way to see that, you know, he brings Brian Campbell back this year. He's had a great season. He's just really kind of helped the D out. And it's move after move where their team never really falters, and they have this core. But without the guys around it, the guys who don't make as much money, and the guys that he finds, you know, this team isn't winning the Western Conference and isn't where they are today.
You know, we're used to seeing the Predators over the last few years being that scrappy team that's talented enough but puts you in positions where you're uncomfortable defensively. And then they go ahead and make a trade, and they bring in P.K. Subban for Shea Weber. This year, they're the eighth seed. What have they been underwhelming, and if so, why?
Well, they had a tough start to the year. And I think, in a way, it's just been kind of an inconsistent season for them. You've seen Pekka Rinne have kind of, you know, 10, 12 game stretches where he's unbeatable, and then he's had, you know, kind of that roller coaster season where you don't want to see that. You need to see a steady incline in the play of your goalie, but they just sometimes struggle to score goals. I think that's the biggest difference. You look at Chicago, and they have so much firepower up front, whereas, you know, Nashville really, really relies on Forsberg and Johansson, and Victor Arvidsson's had a great year. Not a lot of people knew much about him going into the season, but after their top line, you know, you need James Neal to score, but it just doesn't seem like they have the firepower up front to score like you need to in the NHL to really be one of those elite teams. I still think it's going to be a really good series. I think they play so hard, and they're smart, they're well coached, so it won't be a runaway for Chicago in the first round, I don't believe, but Nashville will show up to play, but I just don't think they have what it takes to get, you know, beat Chicago.
Ryan Whitney of NHL Network joining us here as we talk about the Blackhawks and the NHL playoffs getting ready to get underway. Ryan, what does it mean for hockey that you've got Austin Matthews and Connor McDavid?
Oh, it's great. It's perfect. And it's funny because I used to tell everyone that you want Canadian teams in the playoffs. I just feel like it seems like the playoffs are a little more alive when you get some Canadian teams. And I'm so excited to see Edmonton back in with Connor McDavid. And Matthews to get 40 goals this year is crazy. I mean, I never would have predicted that. 30, I would have said, was an amazing year. He goes out and gets 40. So without him, who knows where the Leafs are. But to have this young talent be able to come in and dominate so quick, and it all kind of started, you know, Crosby came in and then Kane and Taves, and they never needed those years to kind of get used to the league, and it hasn't changed with McDavid or Matthews, who will make the playoffs. In Toronto and Edmonton, especially exciting, but I think all hockey fans want to see those teams and those young stars playing in the biggest games in the spring.
All right, so if this isn't the year for Washington, at what point do you just tell them to stop playing hockey?
I think if they don't get it done this year, they might maybe move or something. I don't know. That team is just, they're loaded. They're my pick. I picked them at the beginning of the regular season. I think they're going to play Chicago in the finals. And it's just, they're so deep on D. I mean, you look at, they got Shattenkirk, Carlson, Niskanen. Those are all three right defensemen who are great players. So, you know, just the depth you have on your D pairings up front, everyone knows about the skill they have. So if this is the year that they can't get it done, or they don't get it done again this year, I don't know what to say, and I don't think the GM and the rest of the club will know what to say either.
Ryan, you played in the Olympics. What do you think about an NHL players not being allowed?
I'm very disappointed. I talked on my podcast, check it out, Spittin' Chicklets on iTunes, but I talked about it, about how disappointing it is, just because all the memories that I think hockey fans have from the Olympics starting in 1998. You know, I think of 2010 because I was there, but just seeing the passion, and I know it's South Korea, it's not Vancouver, but it's still just, people will get up and watch, doesn't matter the times, and guys enjoy playing, guys enjoy the time off to get it, and then guys do get to go. You know, Crosby playing with McDavid, or Kane playing with Matthews, I think everyone wants to see that, and it's really upsetting that it won't happen.
All right, so Tell me why Connor McDavid is the only 100-point scorer in the league. I remember when I was a kid, you had at least like 10 or 11 guys. It seemed like it. That may not be the exact number, but it seemed like you had a few guys who would get up to 100 points. And now we're at the point where if you score 25 goals, you're like a real goal scorer. Does hockey need to do something? Is there more talent that needs to be out there? Like it seems like the guys are as talented and as big and as strong as they ever have been. So what's going on with the scoring in the game?
I think a lot of it has to do with systems. And I kind of play Switzerland on this because I don't necessarily think the league needs to change much and needs more goal scoring. But you do talk to some fans who really won't be interested unless there's more goals. So I see both sides. I really do. But in terms of scoring now, in the 80s and in the early 90s when scoring was so high, guys didn't play this hard defensively. And that's not a knock on players in that age, but it's more talking about today's system where it's constant back pressure. So the whole thing, coaches teach back pressure, back checking, whereas before guys would get caught down low and you get a 3-on-2 or a 4-on-2 the other way. Nowadays, it's all about beating your man up ice. It's very hard to create offense solely because there's not a lot of time and space with the puck. Guys are coming back into their own end hard. Teams have systems that really, really do a good job of blocking out everything in front of the net. They collapse into that house right in front of the net, and you see so many shots get blocked. I mean, it's not even really anything. It's not a problem of the defenseman that can't get the puck through. There's just so many guys in the way that it creates a lot tougher problem or creates a bigger issue in terms of scoring goals. So the skill is as high as it's ever been in the NHL. Just points-wise, it's just so hard to score in the league. And I know goalies' equipment's been brought up, and it's been trying to be shrunk without, you know, leaving them as protected as possible. But I don't know what they'll end up doing, but I do know the system that teams play now is just so defensive-oriented that it's hard to score goals.
Team hasn't gone back-to-back since 97-98 with the Detroit Red Wings, and you've got Pittsburgh sitting there looking like they're primed to try to do that again. We all know that hockey comes with the puck luck and all the other hot goalies that you run into, but how primed is this team to do something that hasn't been done in 20 years?
I root for them because I played there and I really enjoyed my time, but I don't think that'll get done. And the main reason is because they don't have Chris Letang for the playoffs. And to some people, that might not sound like the biggest deal because they do have depth on D, but you need a superstar defenseman to win a Stanley Cup. You look at all the teams in the past 10 years. You know, you got Duncan Keith, you got Drew Doughty, last year Letang on Pittsburgh. You need a defenseman that really can control the game, the 28-minute-per-night guy who plays offensively on the power play, who plays defensively on the penalty kill, and just really kind of runs the whole defense because he's so reliable, you can put him out there with anyone. And with Letang on for the playoffs, I think it's going to be too much to overcome, even with Crosby and Malkin and all that talent up front.
So what type of snacks are you going to make sure you guys have there? You guys are in Sea Caucus, right, in New Jersey?
Yep, we're in Sea Caucus, so I'll be on tonight from about 9 to 2 a.m. They load us up with snacks. We got Cheez-Its, we got everything. So it's a really fun time of the year to be there late because there's so many good games. This is kind of what everyone that works at NHL Network waits for, is the spring and the big tournament where you really get to see the best hockey in the world being played.
Any adult snacks, Ryan?
I'll wait till after. I'll be back there. I have to order up a six-pack to cool down.
All right, you know what? People don't believe me, by the way, because I am the leader of hashtag brothers for hockey. I'm uniting everyone across this land. I am tattooing Willie O'Ree on my chest before this postseason is over. But I am going to attend the NHL draft this year when it comes.
Are you really?
You're damn right I am. I'm going to attend the NHL draft this year when it comes to Chicago. What should I look forward to besides bewildered 18-year-olds who've never seen big buildings walking down to get a sweater?
I think, you know, it's tough in the draft this year. I do know that you'll hear Gary Bettman get announced and you'll hear a bunch of people boo no matter what city it is. That's a guarantee. That always ends up happening. But in terms of the prospects, I don't know much. I do know the kid Nolan Patrick's very highly regarded, but the draft's fun. I remember my night. I mean, you see guys that they get drafted. Now it's Friday night. It's kind of the cool thing to do. And so I think you'll have a blast.
I'm looking forward to it. Ryan, thank you for your time, man. We'll be checking you out on NHL Network and NHL Tonight. The playoffs start, man. This is for casual fans. This is a great time because there are very few things in sports that are better than Stanley Cup hockey.
Yeah, especially the first round. 3 or 4 games a night. Tonight we got 5, so enjoy it. I know I will be.
Thanks a lot, Ryan. Let's do this again soon.
No problem, guys. See ya.
Ryan Whitney, he was terrific.
Yeah, it was good.
I like guys that know how to sell their sport without selling their sport. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of times when you bring hockey guys on, they're like, oh, hockey. And he was just
Charlie
like
Murphy all of a sudden.
Charlie Murphy.
Hey. No, yeah, Charlie I got you. Murphy. Now, he was cool.
He was real good. I like him.
That was awesome. Good job, Shep.
Yeah, Shep, way to vet a guy. Yeah. I appreciate that.
Shep interviewed him on his own. That's what Shep does before every guest that he books.
He interviews him
for like 2 or 3 minutes on his own, see if a guy can talk, see if he's going, you know, see if he has any issues where he'll stumble across an F-bomb or two.
Well, people would be surprised at how many times we are pitched guys to come on to talk about this, that, or the other, and then you get them on the air, and it's like, this wasn't what I wanted at all, and you're not doing a great job of selling your book.
Like the Cubs guy that we had on.
Yeah, Chuck
Wasserstrom.
Our buddy
Hold
Chuck.
Hold on, Chuck Wasserstrom was bad?
Dude, you didn't hear this?
No.
Oh, it's a first in my career. Where I had to...
You pulled the chute?
Yeah, I told him that if this is what it's going to be, we got to get out of here.
Well, that was a very long question.
Yeah, do we have... Oh, okay, good.
All right, we don't?
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, because he kept...
Flashbacks from the seat on that thing.
Yeah, he kept saying that to Bernsey. Like, oh, that's a very, and he didn't want to, it was about Sosa and about, you know, Sammy and how he felt about, you know,
the one that had the recent sit down with Sosa.
Yeah,
I remember that for his website, right?
Yeah, the exclusion from what the Cubs are now and all that other stuff. And, you know, he's done like 20 of these with former players. This is the one that popped and we got him on. And he just didn't want to talk about it, as if he was still doing PR for the Cubs. So
that's why it surprised me a little that because you know there's stuff there,
dude. I have
it's a guy who knows stuff.
I have interviewed many people in my life. That was the first time I ever felt like I didn't need to be there anymore.
Okay,
I couldn't. You know, we've tried to spit shine things before.
Sure,
where you're like, all right, this guy doesn't have long answers. Just have a bunch of questions
have
ready
better
for him.
Questions.
Yeah, rapid fire. Or you know, you could tell if you want to loosen up a guy. You know, you hit him with a joke or something first, and then he drops his guard, and then you can actually get into some stuff. Or if it's bumpy the whole way, you tell him jokingly that this was bumpy. Maybe better next time. Like Tim Anderson said that to Tim Anderson. I was like, hey, hopefully you got a drink in you the next time we talk to you. He started laughing. But that thing, man.
I didn't know it was that bad.
I've never had that kind of experience in my life. And I have done casino remotes with Bears wide receivers before where it's been like, wow. Now you say something. Okay, nothing. We'll be back live from Majestic Star Casino.
Well, you know my history.
Oh, yeah. I shouldn't have brought that up to you.
No, it's fine.
Same way you should have brought up your knee surgery.
All right.
You're like, oh, no.
Look at the tie.
This man brought up a knee surgery to a dude who had 26 of them in his NFL career. This man came in here with like water drawn out of his knee and told Dan Hampton that he had a sore knee. Dan Hampton walked in here with like, he was in like bionic man like appendages. Dan Hampton hasn't felt his toes in 30 years, but Lord's talking about his sore knee.
I thought he was talking about last week.
No,
Jason was talking about last week.
Oh, no, that was just unfortunate.
No, what happened?
Scott Podsednik.
How much advice do you get from Lisa?
Well, we're no longer together.
Oh.
We just finished up a divorce. So I don't talk with her about those kind of kind of things as much. But
he answered, look, here's the deal on that.
Miss a little, miss a lot. Dude, I was not aware that
old
bio reader over here was wow. You're the man in the know on those kind of things.
Ordinarily, I am, and I checked. I double and triple checked.
It must have happened like 2 weeks ago.
It was fresh. Like just happened.
Yeah, that's tough.
And so, like I said to Dan, I was like, I checked. IMDb. Yeah. I checked the wiki.
This is why you stay away from that man's relationship.
Yeah.
That's why you don't ask questions like that.
It's so funny because we had
that's why you don't fawn over, Comcast Sportsnet.
It made sense.
Desk guys and say, hey, how's your wife doing?
How's your sportscaster wife? Did she help you with this transition? Little did I know it's not his wife anymore.
She was helping him with a transition, all right. Emptying his bank account.
He handled it really, really well.
And then he cried and cut himself.
No, he didn't do any of those things. Then he went to explain to us how to steal bases against John Lester, which I thought was even better. Yeah, that was a rough one.
And then he also went on to explain how to get your heart stolen by a devil woman.
Yeah. It just...
Damn.
What really bothers me?
That pales in comparison to Dan Hampton's 42 knee surgeries.
I did have cartilage taken out of my knee. It wasn't like, it was just swollen and I walked in like, Hamp, my knee's swollen.
That's kind of how it sounded.
It was actually a surgery that happened.
Dan does not have legs, but you were telling him about how your knee felt.
Well, I did tell him. He had sympathy for me, unlike you jerk.
I do have sympathy for you because I haven't had those procedures. Hurt. He had 45 procedures, you're talking to him about how much your knee hurts.
My knees hurt.
It's like going to jail and telling your man, like, dog, I didn't do nothing this weekend. I was just chilling at the crib. What were you on?
Or it's like, man.
I was in jail, you son of a bitch. That's where I was.
It's like you did 6 months
at
county and you talking to a dude that did life.
Like, hey man, can you send me some commissary? Because things are tough. You're like, I'm in 23 hours in lockup. I can't send myself anything. That's what you were on. I can't believe that you put his business out there in the street, though.
Who?
Putsednik.
It wasn't my fault.
I did
the research, and the research was wrong.
That's terrible.
Yes, that wasn't good.
Like, you, man. I don't know what's worse.
He may want it out there, though.
His sadness or the fact that, you pretty much announced on a 50,000-watt radio station in the third largest market in the country that his woman is now available.
I got some bad information.
Hey, Wally. Hey, Wally. I heard that guy this weekend.
Hey, I heard you're a pro bowler. What are you, working the side circuits? Chicago baseball game day schedule.
You like my leather chaps?
Don't start. It's presented by Arm & Hammer Slide. The
with
Cubs.
Or without the butt.
Take on the Dodgers tonight over at Wrigley. White Sox are in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule. Brought to you by Arm & Hammer Slide. Revolutionary Arm & Hammer Slide. Non-sticking, clumping litter slides right out of the litter box with no scrubbing or scraping and provides the confidence of 7-day odor-free home guarantee.
You can dial us up if you want to let Lawrence know about your relationship or the end of said relationship at 312-644-6767. He is the relationship ender.
Apparently.
Making all things public, like Facebook, since day one, right here on 670 The Score.
I heard that your mentor, Bill Walsh, was one of the first phone calls that you made when you found out that you had the job. What does it mean to you to be the head coach of the 49ers?
Well,
I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What was wrong?
This is Jim Rome with the CBS Sports Minute. When you think about Seattle, what do you think about? Coffee, salmon, apples, some of the best seafood on the coast. Yeah, all of that. And now, thanks to the Mariners, you can add menu space for toasted grasshoppers. You heard me. Toasted grasshoppers served with a lime and topped with cayenne pepper. Because nothing sounds more appetizing at a ballpark than dining on the preferred snack of birds and snakes. It is so Mariners doing anything they can to distract the world from looking at their last place 2-7 baseball team. A team picked every single year by experts to finally get it done, but never do. Problem is, it's working. No one's talking about the team, and everybody's talking about the Hoppers. I see you working, Mariners. I see you working. I'm Jim Rome. CBS
Sports Radio. Feeding your lawn every year and still not satisfied? That's because you're doing half the job. You must feed your soil, too, with Jonathan Green's new American Lawn Plan. Your soil is loaded with nutrients, but many never reach the grass because your soil chemistry and biology are not active. This includes nutrients from your lawn fertilizer, too. Jonathan Green's New American Lawn Plan corrects the problem with two soil-reviving fertilizers, Magi-Cal and Love Your Soil. Magi-Cal adjusts soil chemistry by balancing the pH, while Love Your Soil repairs soil biology by loosening hard soil and activating soil microbes. When both are in sync, lawn foods are completely absorbed by the grass and roots grow much deeper. Do the whole job. Feed your lawn and your soil with Jonathan Green's New American Lawn and get the great lawn you've always wanted. Visit newamericanlawn.com to find your local Jonathan Green retailer. That's newamericanlawn.com.
Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now, there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor in Chicago who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your world champion baseball headquarters. Watch the champs from their patio or one of their 50 high-def TVs in Jumbotron, featuring daily food and drink specials. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com.
We're getting the party started today.
Smile bigger.
I stopped my craziness 20 years ago.
That is not true.
Laugh harder.
I am ready to party.
Feel better.
I've been in an open marriage. I didn't know it was open.
Have more fun every day.
Hello.
See, that's how you do it right here.
The talk.
This is the best job in the world, man.
CBS Weekdays.
When this world seems complicated.
Did you hear that?
Confusing.
If the world ends, Trump will be a one-term president.
And out of control.
Join us while I'm still allowed to broadcast this show.
Stephen Colbert's got you covered.
Did someone say delusional egomaniac?
The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. The smart choice.
It's funny because nothing matters.
Weeknights on CBS or stream it live or on demand.
How am I doing, America?
This week in 1966 had the first black major league umpire. This week in 1969 had the first major league baseball game played outside of the U.S. The U.S. boycotted the Summer Olympics in Moscow. This week in 1980. This week in 1984, Pete Rose became the first National League baseball player to get 4,000 hits in a career. Hockey great Mario Lemieux played his last NHL regular game this week in 1997. And that same week in 97, baseball honored Jackie Robinson by retiring number 42 for all teams.
CBS Friday. Put your trust in MacGyver.
What are you doing?
Improvising. One part genius.
I'm splitting the water molecule into oxygen and hydrogen.
How do you know all this?
I watch a lot of YouTube videos.
One part hero.
If anybody can figure this out on his own, it's Mac.
I have an idea.
100% unstoppable.
Can't stop me now.
When things go wrong, he's the only one I trust to figure things out.
I will get you home. That's a promise.
MacGyver, CBS Friday. Or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday.
That thing you said could happen is happening!
The word is out about Life and Thesis.
You told them.
They guessed.
Well, because he told them.
It's the place to be for laughs.
I'm very tired.
You know what really helps me to sleep? It is being 70.
And there's no denying it.
You say you care about the Earth, but you're not willing to give up your vacation for it.
That is accurate.
I never said I cared about the Earth.
Make sure you don't miss a moment.
Okay, I went in.
Life and Thesis, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Tuesday. In New Orleans, the party never stops.
On the same page there.
I'll drink to that.
Woo! And the agents of NCIS New Orleans.
Let's do this.
Never quit.
I'm just following the evidence.
NCIS!
We got work to do. Home isn't the place. It's the people. Help me protect our city.
I like the attitude.
NCIS New Orleans. CBS Tuesday or stream it live or on demand.
Do you have a case of the Mondays?
You know what it is? I just need a me day.
Then Kevin Can Wait on CBS is just what the doctor ordered.
I had to Heimlich you.
It was shrimp fest. I was tired of peeling.
TV's number one new comedy.
What does that smell?
My candle.
It smells like meatloaf.
Because it's a meatloaf candle.
Proves laughter is the best medicine.
Hey, honey, you want breakfast?
Thinking about going for a run.
Okay.
I thought about it. I'm going to have breakfast.
Kevin James in Kevin Can Wait. CBS Monday or stream it live or on demand.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivors ready. Go!
20 of Survivor's most risk-taking.
A lot of feelings are going to get hurt.
Groundbreaking.
It's no holds barred.
Legendary players of all time return.
There's never been anybody like me.
And they're rewriting the playbook again.
I'll stab you in the back and you'll say thank you afterwards.
Big moves are going to be made.
Survivor Game Changers.
You ain't seen nothing yet.
New CBS Wednesday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Scoreboard update.
Oh, thank you, Chris. From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, only one home game remains before the Calder Cup playoffs, and your Chicago Wolves are battling for the division title. They host Charlotte this Saturday at 7. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
I've always giggled at that. It's certain it's the player's giggle. Room or it's a player's team. When the front of it doesn't say, you know, the guy's name, it says the city, the Cubs, Chicago, whatever. So I don't know, maybe I'm just altruistic to a fault, and maybe I'm just about team to a fault. I don't know.
That's Joe Madden on earlier today with Parkins and Ostrowski. He does join the Spiegel and Parkins show every Tuesday at noon, talking about team leadership among this championship team. You can hear all those interviews with Joe Madden at 670thescore.com. Now, the Cubs will receive their championship rings before they resume their series with the Dodgers. John Lackey opposes Brandon McCarthy. Our extended pregame begins at 6 with live on-field coverage of the ring ceremony. First pitch at 7:05. Baez will not start tonight. Ben Zobrist starts at second. Jason Hayward's in right field. John Jay starts in center and bats ninth. The White Sox and Indians play again this evening. Derek Holland taking on Danny Salazar. First pitch at 5:10. MLB Now, San Diego all over the Rockies. 6-0 in the eighth. It's the Cards 3, the Nats nothing in the fifth. Couple finals from earlier. Detroit took down Minnesota 5-3, and it was the Yankees doubling up Tampa 8-4. In the NBA, the Bulls, they host Brooklyn tonight with a trip to the playoffs on the line. If they win, they are in. The Nets are starting three guys. The game tips at 7. Rajon Rondo is a game-time decision. Now, the Heat, they host the Wizards this evening. A Bulls loss and a Miami win will eliminate Chicago from the postseason. In hockey, the Blackhawks will begin their Stanley Cup playoff run tomorrow at home against Nashville. Those are the Predators to you. Artem Anisimov, he practiced and he will play. Elsewhere in the NHL, Ken Hitchcock, he's headed back to Dallas, will take over as their head coach after he eats him. This scoreboard update was brought to you by Chicagoland Jiffy Lube, featuring Pennzoil Motor Oil. Jiffy Lube offers brake service at some locations. For a high-quality oil change, brake service, or preventative maintenance, stop by Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind. No appointment necessary. That's great life advice, too, kids. Leave worry behind. Visit ChicagolandJiffyLube.com. Breaking news on The Score is brought to you by Scott Levy's Rosen Hyundai. Visit RosenHyundai.com. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. The next game on The Score, that's tonight at 6, Cubs-Dodgers on The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
Maddie, thank you very much. The Chicago Baseball Game Day schedule is presented by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. The Cubs take on the Dodgers over at Wrigley tonight. The White Sox play Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule. Brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. 800-430-4149. I just saw some folks tweeting over from Wrigley Field, Jay, that apparently, I didn't know this, that Cubs fans can get replica rings after they are shown.
At the jewelry store, right?
Yeah, at the Jostens. You know, they used to make the class rings for you?
Yeah, I got mine from that.
You can get a replica of the championship ring. So you know some folks are going to be out there.
Of course.
Rocking and acting like, oh, you know, I work in player ops or something like that.
Some 6'3", tall, skinny dude with a long neck is going to talk about how he was part of the bullpen staff or something like that. It's something that you can't easily identify. Maybe he's the one guy running around in a Speedo, you know, during the celebration.
There were a lot of them. They were getting it in over there at Wrigley Field after they beat the Dodgers. I know that for a fact. And then you have them winning the World Series. I'm sure there are a lot of people I know inside the organization that had a good time with it. So the more I think about it, the more excited I am. I'm more excited about the ring ceremony than I was the banner raising. And I think it's because while we saw some swag from the Cubs when they walked out with the trophy, I think now we'll see a little bit more of an emotional dealing with this, with them getting their rings. I feel like it's going to be a little bit more emotionally charged.
Yeah, and this is the thing. That rain delay had a lot to do with some of the verve of the moment being taken out of it. I don't care what you say. Sitting there in the rain and being cold and being a player, or sitting there and being cold and as a fan, yeah, you're waiting it out and you're hoping it happens, but there's something that gets taken out of you through the course of a night. The weather, I think, will be...
Yeah, it's supposed to be... I mean, it's a little cooler, but yeah, it'll be clear.
It'll happen on time, right, is what I'm saying.
Everyone can get there, and they can go and do their thing, and they can enjoy all of this.
Yeah, ring ceremonies are cool, man. It's very cool. Like, you get... Like I've said on... You've heard it on the rejoin. You get a symbol of your hard work for a year. And you're the best for that year. Nobody can ever take that from you. That
you're the
moment.
Best.
Yeah.
Around.
And now... Jostens has you know, put 108 diamonds in something that you can either rock or keep in your safe deposit box or never ever look at again, but it's there for you. So, and when they get it, they're all going to get it and look at it like a little kid looks at a new toy.
Yep.
Which is an awesome thing, because you see guys who are worth hundreds of millions of dollars who can buy anything on this planet that they want.
Except for that.
Exactly. They got the 24-hour American Express black cards, all of them in their back pocket. They can get, you know... they can order ice cream at 2:30 in the morning, and someone will bring that to them because that's the kind of access they have.
Naked if they want.
If they please, but you can't do that with a championship ring. They're going to get probably the only thing in their lives that they can buy tonight.
That's a pretty cool thing, and we're definitely going to have it for you here on The Score, starting with our pregame at 6 o'clock. The Cubs ring ceremony is coming on tonight. When we come back, we lost someone today in the world of comedy that has made all of us laugh, and we're going to share some of that laughter next here on The Score.
Don't miss a moment of world champion Chicago Cubs baseball right here on The Score.
Swinging a line drive down the left field line. Base hit. Cubs win. Anthony Rizzo with a game winner.
We are Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs.
Play.it is your new podcast network for award-winning news programming and number one sports brands to entertainment and business leaders.
Welcome! We're gonna make you laugh, we're gonna make you think.
Give you that news and information.
Pop culture, reality TV.
What's happening in business today?
Relationships, dating.
The biggest names in sports.
Play.it is delivering storytelling at its best.
You wanna see something entertaining? Tune in.
Hear what you've been missing at Play.it.
Matt Abaticola, and right now Mattress Firm is in its final days of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Your chance to get savings of a lifetime on tens of thousands of top-quality mattresses from the best-name brands. Now, here's the deal. Mattress Firm needs to clear these mattresses out. They have to go. And once they're gone, they're gone. We're talking about truly historic savings of up to 70% off and up to $2,000 off floor models. But again, the buying opportunity lasts only as long as they are there. So you need to get yourself in there. Go to mattressfirm.com. You find a location that's near you. Get in there and let the sleep experts help you out. Listen, there's a reason why Mattress Firm is America's number one choice for sleep. With the best brands, they have the absolute best in customer service. They are the sleep experts. And of course, they do have the very best prices. And now these prices are historic. You need to check out the Tempur-Pedic Breeze with the adjustable base. If you've never experienced it, I'm telling you, you're going to absolutely love it. And now you can also sleep interest-free until 2022. So it's a great opportunity. Mattressfirm.com. Find that location. Let the sleep experts help you find the mattress that best fits your sleep style. Take advantage of this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at Mattress Firm. Save money and sleep happy.
CBS Sunday. The NCIS LA team knows the game.
I always expect the unexpected.
They can even the score.
Never a dull moment, is there?
Never.
And when they make a move...
This is our investigation now.
You can't lose.
So we got a plan.
Let's roll.
Well, we're all just one big, happy, slightly dysfunctional family.
I believe that's called a win-win.
NCIS Los Angeles, CBS Sunday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Thursday, it's time to celebrate with The Big Bang Theory.
That is so cool.
We guarantee good food.
Why did you get a party sub?
A party sub implies it's a party.
Your attendance implies it's not.
And awkward conversation.
People think you're a little mean.
Oh, yeah? You one of those people?
No.
Don't miss TV's number one comedy.
I like a party as much as the next man, as long as the next man doesn't like a party.
The Big Bang Theory, CBS Thursday, or stream it live or on demand.
CBS Monday. Get to know Team Scorpion.
We missed the fireworks?
About to start.
It's the Brainiacs.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Versus the Maniacs.
You're being smart with me?
We're smart with everybody.
The only thing better than a genius.
Who are you people?
We're the guys you picked last in gym class.
Is a team of them.
We're a man of contingencies. What would you do?
Freak the heck out.
Scorpion.
Together we can do things that no one else can do.
CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Monday on CBS is getting brighter with two broke girls.
Sometimes the universe just gives you a gift.
Caroline and Max.
I'll go get you the wine list.
Don't get excited. That's just a list of everything Caroline's whined about in the last year.
Two girls.
We'll be together way past when we should be.
That's just how we roll.
Two broke.
We don't have grooming money. I'm still cutting my hair with a sword.
And two funny.
Two scrappy girls with so little you can't help but love them. I hate them already.
Two broke girls. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
This week on the Jake Brown Show.
The Sugar Hill Gang is in the building. What's good, guys?
Hey, what's happening?
And Melly Mel here. How good does it feel to be going back around the world performing?
Yo, I feel very fortunate because we have songs that last and stand the test of time. You know,
that's hard to do. You guys been doing it 40 years.
When we do a show, our show is a show for all ages. You can bring your kids. It's a real entertaining kind of show. Be having fun with a crowd.
Download and subscribe to the Jake Brown Show at Play.it and iTunes.
This week on the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast.
I got Brandon Marshall. How do you feel being the newest New York Giant?
Man, I'm so excited. I think it was the best thing for me. It's being able to take pressure off of Odell. You know, he sees a lot of double teams, the things that I've seen, you know, my entire career. So, you know, defense is going to have to pick their poison, and I think it's going to be a really special year.
I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Download and subscribe at Play.it and iTunes.
Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
I dare you to challenge Prince to a game of ball one-on-one. Challenge him, all right? And make sure your people is there to see the game, because you might get embarrassed. Trust me.
All right, he beat you in basketball, and then what happened?
After it was all over, he took us in the house and served us pancakes.
Shout out to my man Dave Hallam, the comedian who's a local dude who eventually you're going to hear and see a lot more nationally. He said that Rick James and Prince and Charlie Murphy were all either at or close to their 57th birthday when they died.
It's crazy.
Isn't that insane?
Yeah. Three guys who are linked forever because of the Chappelle Show. Charlie Murphy passed away today at the age of 57 due to complications with leukemia. The pictures as of late have been one of a gaunt man. You could tell that he was dealing with something.
Even in the BET Hollywood show, you could tell that Charlie wasn't great.
Something got a hold of him. And D.O. Hewley said at the end he was always racing home to get to his kids after every single show, and he still had shows booked up until his death. So he was still working. Charlie Murphy will be looked at because of the Chappelle Show and for the people that saw him on the East Coast doing his stand-up thing as the brother where you can go like, it's the cool thing to say. He was like, you know, Eddie was funny, but Charlie was real. And Eddie even said a couple of times in interviews that, you know, he and Charlie were so different because Charlie was like really about that life.
Yes.
And while Eddie was having a great time with Beverly Hills Cop and all those other things, Charlie was coming along with him to meet those people and to be around that life because he wasn't of that life. Eddie Murphy was showing his brother things. So the Rick James story is true. Like the Prince story is true. They talk about them playing basketball and Prince having his band of weirdly dressed dudes just beating their ass in basketball. But yeah, man, a very funny cat. And I feel it sucks when you lose a funny person, especially during these days and times when we can use as much levity and as much humor as possible.
But and last week you have Don Rickles, yeah, and now this yeah. week you have Charlie Murphy. Yeah.
The work will always live on, though.
Yes, and it's something, I mean, let's be real. Dave Chappelle, like, had to walk away from comedy because of some of the stuff that Charlie Murphy was talking about, because people kept shouting out, "I'm Rick James, bitch," at him when he would do shows.
Yeah. And he had had enough.
So he went to go lift some weights.
He had enough for the business and all those things. But what him and Donnell Rawlings and Dave Chappelle and Neil Brennan and all those people involved on that terrific show that was the introduction for a lot of people pop culture wise and culturally, just not even pop culture, but culturally. Our guy Nick Shepkowski has said it many a time about how, like, that, you know, for him in college, the Chappelle Show was
his gateway drug.
His introduction to a lot of things that he had never experienced or heard before. So through comedy, these guys got across a very real and awesome message, and they made you laugh while doing it.
Let's take a listen to the classic Rick James story from Charlie Murphy.
We're going to hang out with Rick James tonight, you know what I'm saying? And he comes out the room, and I look at him, and I'm not man. I seen like an orange, his aura or whatever. I seen it.
I'm one of the baddest of all time. One of the best singers, one of the best looking you've ever seen. I'm Rick James, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
We got closer, started hanging out. My brother didn't do any of that. So at night, when Eddie would break out, we would all be doing getting crazy and wild. If I was hanging with Rick, he had this thing with me where he used to always, like, with me. I don't know what started it.
You know, he was hanging out with the big dogs, you know. Charlie didn't know he was doing crazy things, and I had to straighten him out. Sometimes I had to go upside his head.
Things, like, escalated to the point where, you know, my man got too familiar, and I ended up having to whip his ass, man, you know, because, you know, he would step across the line. Habitually. He's a habitual line stepper. First time, you know, I had to end up whipping his ass. We went to Studio 54. We walking up into the VIP section, and I'm looking around to see who's there, looking at the girls and everything. And all of a sudden, I heard something go, Charlie Murphy! That was cold-blooded! He had this ring on. Commemorate this song he had put out called Unity.
And this was imprinted in that black head of his for at least a week. Unity!
Eddie and everybody else thought that that was the funniest. And so that threw me in a weird space because I'm like, yeah, this is Rick James. He's a star.
I'm Rick James, bitch. This is a celebration, bitch.
Maybe I'm overreacting. I actually went there. Like, maybe I shouldn't do nothing. But my ghetto side was going, yo, stomp this. Yeah, right here.
What, you gonna smack me back? I'm Rick James, he's Charlie Murphy.
I waited, because I knew what hotel he was staying in. Eddie and them went home, and I said, y'all be right back. I shot over to the hotel, went up to his room, knocked on the door.
So then, he comes in there, and I said, look, bitch, I'm Rick James. Smack him. Oh, Charlie Murphy!
He had his hand cocked. To throw another right hand. What he's coming for, I just can't. Bow! Caught him with the front.
He'll tell it like he gave me some kind of Bruce Lee cross kick or something.
I kicked the out of him, man. Bow! The wind is knocked out of him. And then he screams out,
security!
The one in the front, he had crooked eyes. One eye was looking at me, and the other one was looking at Rick. And Rick had edged over by the window.
Now, darkness, the tables are turned. Do with him whatever you like.
Take one more step. I'm kicking his at the window.
Come here, freeze.
You know you was wrong for what you did to me earlier. Look what you did to my face.
I'm sorry, Tyler Murphy. It was an accident. I was having too much fun. I'll offer you a truce. The stickiest of the icky. You want to smoke with the old boy, Rick James?
Yo, man, my forehead is bumping, man.
Now that you mention it, I think I'm bleeding inside my chest. But I got the medicine. Come over here and have sex with Charlie Murphy. I'm Rick James, bitch.
That was how that particular incident ended. But it wasn't the last time I had to whip his ass.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Rick is encouraging me, you know. He shows up at my brother's house. He had these dirty cowboy boots on. Pushed us out of the way, barged in the house. My brother had these brand new couches. They were suede, right? And he gets on the couch and says,
why don't I stretch out?
And just started grinding mud on the couch, man.
Yeah, I remember grinding my feet in Eddie's couch.
You remember why you did it?
Because Eddie could buy another one.
Your couch. Buy another one, you rich. Darknesses!
Because my complexion, he used to call me Darkness. He calls me and my brother Darkness. He calls us Darkness Brothers. See, this is long before Wesley Snipes. Back then, we was the black on the planet, according to me.
And these both of them brother Darkness. Twin brother Darkness.
And we standing there looking at him. He's looking right in our eyes as he grinds his mud.
See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's something to do? Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch. Mm-hmm. See, I never just did things just to do them. Come on, I mean, what am I gonna do? Just all of a sudden just jump up and grind my feet on somebody's couch like it's something to do? Come on, I got no more sense than that. Yeah, I remember grinding my feet on Eddie's couch.
And then it was like, you know what? Let's handle this. We went over there.
Like, hey, Charlie Murphy!
And we held him down. And we just wailed on his legs. He's looking, and Lemo's driving off. We said, wow, man. Rick really needs help. I was like, yo, we just gave him some help. Yeah, I bet you he won't come over here and disrespect like that again. Wrong. Wrong. Talking about Rick James, man.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
R.I.P. to Charlie Murphy. Just the best story, one of the best storytellers in Hollywood. Yeah, the Chicago baseball game day schedule is presented by Dell. The Cubs take on the Dodgers tonight at Wrigley Field. We'll have that pregame for you starting at 6. The White Sox play in Cleveland. That's today's Chicago baseball schedule brought to you by Dell. Dell's U.S.-based small business advisors can help you upgrade to powerful new Dell PCS with Intel Core processors. Call 877-BUY-DELL. That's 877-BUY-DELL. When we come back, you're going to hear about Ring Night from the manager of the Cubs, Joe Maddon, next on The Score.
This is Joe Maddon of the World Series champion Cubs, and you're listening to the Bernstein and Goff Show on The Score.
Are you thinking about renting out your house? Good choice, because the rental market is red hot. Not only could you make more money by renting out your home, but renting has never been easier, especially when you hire Renters Warehouse. Renters Warehouse is America's number one rent estate company, helping everyday homeowners lease and manage their homes. Their rent-a-state advisors make property management easy. They'll price your property, they'll find you great tenants, they'll collect the rent, and take those pesky maintenance calls, all while you sit back and let someone else pay your mortgage. It's easy to start cash flowing on your home, easy to get great tax breaks, and easy to open the door to financial freedom. Plus, Renters Warehouse gives you 24/7 property management for one low, flat monthly fee. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now. Get a free home rental price analysis and find out how much your home will rent for today. It's easy. Renters Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent-a-state.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
This is the opportunity you've been waiting for. For a limited time, get Xfinity X1 and internet from Comcast for only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, get $150 back when you sign up today. Over 140 channels, a voice remote you can speak to, and access to Netflix. Compare that to DirecTV.
Plus with Xfinity X1. You can stream thousands of shows and movies on any device, anytime, anywhere. Get blazing fast internet speeds up to 75 megabits per second. Compare that to AT&T. And keep connected on the go with millions of nationwide hotspots. Switch now to get this limited time offer from Xfinity. Only $79.99 per month for 24 months. Enjoy the same rate for 2 full years with 2-year term agreement and enrollment in EcoBill and AutoPay. Plus, act today and get $150 back. Call 1-800-XFINITY now. Offer ends 5/1/2017. Requires enrollment in EcoBill, paperless billing, and AutoPay. Netflix streaming membership required. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New customers only. Equipment tax and fees, including broadcast TV fee and RSN fee extra. And subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
When a hostage is taken,
help!
You pay or we kill him. One team fights to keep them alive.
What do we do now?
Get your son back.
CBS Saturday.
They're gonna need some form of proof that he's okay.
Sometimes life is a negotiation.
There's nothing wrong with being afraid. It's what you do with your fear that matters. My one concern is preservation of life.
We're gonna get you back.
Ransom, new drama CBS Saturday, or stream it live or on demand.
Welcome to CBS This Morning.
We are following breaking news.
We have new information.
A lot of important questions this morning.
What will it take to move the needle when it comes to gun control?
You believe that World War III will be cyber warfare.
What will be the impact on the global economy?
What should be the U.S. position with Vladimir Putin?
What do you think is the biggest misconception about Wall Street?
We have been covering the issues.
One of the great things about journalism is you are an eyewitness to history.
More real news every morning on CBS This Morning.
New CBS Wednesday.
Survivor's ready. Go!